Blog Talk Radio.
Will Downing recorded that particular song called If She Knew, August 30th, 2009. One of the more active male singing performers today, with one of the most sexiest sounding voices that you can actually put out there. But he knows a lot about music. Will's been around for about maybe almost close to 20-some years. was sick for a while. By the way, this is Getting It Done, and I am your host, Dr. Walter Dean. I wanted to feature Will Downing mainly because I have a lot of respect for his ability. He is one of the great young singers today. When I say young, he's in his 40s somewhere. And so I can still consider that young when you really consider that today people are singing really great, even at the age of 60. So he's still got a lot of stuff going for him. We're going to continue today with another person who I consider to be a fantastic young singer, and her name is Mesa. Let's listen.
Recall of my life.
was Mesa, what are you doing the rest of your life? I sang that song for a couple who got married about 30 years ago. And they got the arrangement from Barbra Streisand's arrangement. What a most powerful song to sing when you're singing about love. And Mesa does a fantastic job of singing that song with so much emotion. She's a very sexy woman anyway. So you heard really a fantastic male singer who actually sounds sexy as a male. And then you had now Mesa, who is actually a very sexy singing lady. Let's go on and hear something else that I think defies really what you're looking for when it comes to it tells a whole lot about life. And this is a really young singer. She recorded this song I think it was in 2014. Young lady, she can't be any more than about 26 years old. Esther Neva Ohuba. Listen, what a beautiful sound she gives.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. For I have learned that all you give is all you get. Give it all you've got. I've had my share, I drank my fear, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond the hill. Do it all again. So here's to life and all the joy it brings. Yes, here's to life. Dreamers in their dreams. Funny how the time just flies. How love can turn from one hello to say goodbye. And leave you with the memories you've memorized. Keep your winters warm. But there's no yes in yesterday. And who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I wanna play. For once, for life. So here's to life and all the joy it brings. Yes, here's to life, the dreamers in their dreams. May all your storms be weathered, and all that good gets better. Here's to life, here's to love, here's to you.
beautiful rendition by Esther. Here's to life. You're going to hear this young lady. She reminds me so much of two people. One, my daughter, Courtney, who has mastered the ability to sing much like this young lady right here. And also Natalie Cole. And that's taken it a long way because Natalie was so fantastic as a singer. And you can understand every word that Natalie sang. And besides that, she was just could create a mood on stage that would make you feel like you understood everything that she was saying and feeling. I'm going to go on to some instrumental music for a minute. I think we deserve that. And let's just hear something that you might feel that might be appropriate. Listen to this wonderful rendition of something that's very, very different. A young lady who I think...
with us, her voice is so fantastic. What a fantastic energy. I grew up with her very much.
Thank you.
None other than the great Phyllis Hyman and Norman Connors as the accompaniment. Betcha by golly wow. Why? Wow. January the 10th, recorded January the 10th, 2010, prior to her death. Phyllis Hyman was a fantastic young, with a career ahead of her, evidently somebody really messed with her mind to cause her to feel that she didn't want to live here on planet Earth any longer. And, you know, when that happens, it sort of triggers a person to feel like they're not wanted and needed. And here, what takes off is a person now feeling it's necessary to leave. And it's just mind-blowing that this woman would do this. One of the great singers of our today, we have, he doesn't perform that much, Gregory Porter. He doesn't perform that much here. But here he is with one of the women that I think is a really fantastic singer today. Both are young. So what I'm presenting to you today are musicians that are young. One just happens to be not here. The only one that was not here any longer is Phyllis Hyman. However, we still have some great performers in there, sometimes replacing those who've lost and no longer with us. But here is the great Gregory Porter, who is just tearing it up. I think probably the greatest of all singers right now. And check what's up.
Did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring out your wrong back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far. How did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? Should have never tried to play. Bring your one back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
We were
And the best of friends. And I hope that we can be that. Oh, until the end. But it's always the friend inside that will make a man go. How did we ever lose our way? And try to say love is a losing game. We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
We go too far.
I find Miss Hathaway to be the epitome of what her father could have been if he had been here to witness how great his daughter has become. What a rendition with one of the greatest singers of our time, Gregory Porter, who I consider to be one of the best singers around today. He can sing just about anything. The problem is he doesn't spend too much time here in this country. But he's just a fantastic performer. We're going to listen to a young man who, when this was recorded, was 15 years old playing the piano. What a fantastic. I have some stuff that he's done when he was 7 years old. This is when he is 15. His name is Joey Alexander. You're going to hear more of this young man right now. He's still a teenager. Just listen.
Thank you.
Joy Alexander recorded this song December the 12th, 2018 at age 15. He's 16 years old now. We're going to constantly keep up with him and see the kinds of things that he's going to be doing. You can tell he's a genius. The boy was recording when he was 7 years old. Can you believe that? And we're going to, I just marvel to hear that there are young people able to do things that way. And we're going to go on to some additional music and that I think you might find very interesting. This is this young group, who I consider to be just in their early 20s. Just listen up to this. Thank you. That's what you call a real young group. This was recorded in August 3rd, 2015, by a Chris Brooks, who you'll probably hear a lot about, because and with his family called Smooth Jazz Family. Really a fantastic young artist that's just probably left his teenage years behind him now in his early 20s. And so we've gone through what I consider to be an enormous number of young performers that are still alive, still functioning, people that you can go and listen to and still get a lot out of. And, you know, what I'm going to try to do is pull up somebody who actually, they're not, I don't consider them to be young, but I've been playing a lot of female singers. And so let's listen to some saxophone and trumpet players playing a song. This is called the Manhattan Jazz Orchestra. Let's give them a shot and see what's going on. Well, they don't seem like they want to play for me, huh? Well, let's see what happens. There they go. There they go.
Thank you.
know, a really exciting young group just getting out there, actually recorded this song on August 17, 2009, actually almost 10 years ago. I don't know if the whole group is still together or not. Two saxophones, a trumpet player, bass, and a drum and a piano. Piano player seems to be in his 40s, but the other guys are in their 30s and 20s. Great group. If they stuck together and hung out like they're supposed to, then they're going to be around for a while. And this has been, by the way, Getting It Done. And I have been your host, Dr. Walter Dean. I think that I have a couple of more songs I like to do. I don't know whether or not we'll have the time to get to do them, and I'm hoping that we do. Let's try this one and see if, in fact, we do have the time. I know we're running out of time. Let's see who I can. And I haven't hit any commercials or nothing at all. But and this song right here is too long, so I think I'll do something that is not that long, so we can get through most of it. Guy who I haven't played that much about or played that much with, has a fantastic sound. And let's see if we can get him to do something for us. That's Dave Cause.
Who says being cheap is a good thing? We do. Cheapaware.com. There's nothing wrong with being cheap. So go ahead. Be smart. Be cool. Be cheap.
So
download Quicker Call.
Commercial out of the way.
It's been 3 days.
This is Dave Cox.
And I know you can do a little bit better than that. Have you guys been enjoying this incredible Java Jazz Festival? Come on, make some noise! I'll take that as a yes. Anyway, we are very, very excited to be here to share in this. We heard all about it last year, and to be here to witness it, it's a pretty incredible experience. I've been coming to Indonesia for over 10 years, and I think it was this song that we're about to play that was the first song that kind of got exposure here in this area of the world. It came off of my very first album, which came out in 1990, and a very special song that I wrote for my goddaughter, who is now in college, so I'll give you an idea of how old this song is. It's named after her and I'd love to dedicate it to all of you. It's called Emily. Thank you.
This has been Getting It Done. I've been your host. This is Dave Cox. On his All-Stars with a song called Emily. Glad we were able to bring this to you. And hopefully you will be able to continue listening to the show. Have a good weekend, people.